This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Bush administration wants the United Nations to have a bigger role in security operations in Iraq and in the political and economic reconstruction of the country. News reports say the Bush administration today will begin circulating a draft resolution in the Security Council, which would authorize creation of a multinational force in Iraq under U.S. command. In Paris, Guillaume Parmentier is director of the French Center on the United States. Does this move come as a surprise to you?
No, it doesn't. We were expecting the United States to move in this way. The trouble is that we have the feeling here that the United States is not ready to allow the United Nations to take over the political and economic side of the operation. The United States would like the UN to play more of a role in the security field, which frankly is the responsibility of the occupying powers, even under international law. Plus, the United Nations is not particularly well placed to exert such a responsibility. So that's a key question. Who will be responsible for what? Countries that are requested to send men to Iraq, like France, have a very difficult problem ahead of them. You cannot send soldiers in the line of fire without exerting some influence on the way the operation is handled. You cannot just give them, so to speak, to another country. That is a mercenary work, which, of course, sovereign countries cannot undertake. And therefore, it's very important that the issue of the responsibility of the United Nations for the political framework for the establishment of an Iraqi regime that is acceptable to the international community be cast in stone.
France, along with other countries, Germany, India, and Turkey, have so far refused to support the operation in Iraq. Is this policy shift by the United States likely to entice the French government to get involved?
Well, that depends very much on the details. I think that France will be reluctant to participate, although France, I think, is quite ready to participate in the humanitarian field, to participate in the economic reconstruction. But the idea of sending soldiers after a war that we did not approve seems to me to be rather far-fetched. Although, if the United Nations has a real responsibility, if there is the policy shift in U.S. policy that you suggest, then things will become a little more flexible.
Indeed, the French led the opposition at the UN to a resolution that would have sanctioned military action against Saddam Hussein. Do you suspect there's a sense of vindication in Paris now?
No, I think that is, I'm not saying that some people don't feel this way, but this is certainly not the official position. And the French want Iraq to come back to a situation when it is stable, because that's in the interest of the whole region, and this whole region, of course, is of enormous importance to France and to Europe. Therefore, there is no gloating or no feeling that I told you so. On the other hand, it is true that we still believe that the way this operation was launched was wrong and incorrect, and in fact, very ineffective.
So the French are not saying, they went in without the UN, and now they want the UN to bail them out of there.
You know, you draw the consequences for yourself. It is true that the Bush administration could have been a little more patient and obtained UN support. They thought that this was not only unnecessary but probably harmful, and then they find themselves having to go back to the United Nations to ask for support. But what I want to say is that there is no gloating in France over the failure of the operation.
So will the French public be likely to support sending troops and money to Iraq for such a force?
I don't think this is a question that can be answered now, because I don't think there is a serious suggestion of sending troops at this juncture.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Guillaume Parmentier is director of the French Center on the U.S.